welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are recording this on February 24th, and I don't know if people will be able to hear the wind outside, but it is windy.
It is really, really windy. We're under a, we were under a wind warning. I think it's down to a wind advisory now. So we only have 50 mile an hour gusts, but it is really windy.
And one of the really cool things is all of this wind has blown away the cloud cover and we can see clear blue sky.
And that's been, it's been a while
since
we've seen much sun. So even though it's really windy, the sun is gorgeous and we have cats lounging all over the house in the sun.
They have found spots of sun streaming in the windows.
And I was actually with them for a little bit.
You were.
While until I was, they all started like pushing me out of their way.
They are sunspot hogs.
They are. And so am I. I love the sun. I miss the sun.
So this has just been, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to see the
sunshine. It's encouraging. Even with the wind, we get to see the beautiful sunshiny day. From where I can see right now, I don't see a cloud in the sky. It's beautiful blue sky.
It is. And I think today we're going to share just some of the little things that have happened over the past few days that have been an encouragement to us and really helped spur us on and think, yes, this business is growing and it's exciting. And, you know, sometimes we just need to hear that or see something that encourages us.
And I think for me, this time of the year as a gardener, you know, we're at the close to the end of February. It's been kind of a, we had the polar vortex briefly. Hasn't been an awful winter.
Just dreary.
It's been dreary, really cloudy. You know, of course, nothing's growing outside. And it just, I start to get kind of down this time of the year. I'm just wanting to be outside and get negative, actually.
And that's so easy to do when the weather is overcast and rainy and cold.
And I try to carry my own weather, and you can only do that so much.
Right.
And, you know, we're human, and we get depressed maybe a little, down.
Bummed.
Discouraged. You know, I try to be happy all the time, but that's just not possible.
So we took off yesterday and went on a drive, not far, but just kind of around the countryside. Tried to stay off interstates as much as possible. And we found some really encouraging things along the way.
Yeah, I think we've decided over the years that one of the things, if we can like pull ourselves out of, you know, feeling bad, you know, because you kind of get into that and you feel bad for yourself and, you know, that's not healthy. But one of the things that we have found is if we can explore, that is something that's kind of encouraging and exciting.
It is. And we can do that not far from home.
Yeah.
And without spending
a lot of money?
Time, money, but we just took a day and just took off and started driving with no particular destination.
Yeah, and so that was fun. We didn't go very far from home at all.
We didn't. I think we were 70 miles from home at the furthest.
Yeah, but we went all back roads. We checked out a winery.
We did.
You know, we hadn't found before, and we went, I don't even know how we got there,
oh,
but
goodness.
It was like a pig path.
It was a pig path.
And we didn't have to do it that way, but
We just followed these signs, and actually, we didn't stop at the winery. We just scoped out where it was, but it was about the drive and about being outside and just taking random...
And it was a nice day.
It was, taking random turns, and one of those, before we got even very far from home, was at our local farm store, Rural King.
Oh, yeah.
In Mattoon.
I love Rural
King. And we were driving along, and Donna said, "Oh my gosh, they have garden stuff out."
Yeah, I was like, slam on the brakes.
Quick right turn.
I see mulch. I see bags of soil.
And so we cruised their outdoor garden items, and that was inspirational.
Yeah, they have trees. You know, now is the time, as soon as you can get a spade in the ground. Now is the time to start planting trees. So they had all kinds of fruit trees.
Oh, they were beautiful too.
All kinds of stuff. So that was so encouraging.
It was. And as soon as we see those kinds of things, our minds hit hyperspeed.
Yeah.
About, oh, we could do this and we could plant this tree there. And maybe we need that tree.
And we just, last weekend, we had Coles County Master Gardener Spring Into Gardening. And one of the speakers was talking about trees. So, you know, we just came off of that, which was encouraging. That was great to go to a garden conference. And so then we're talking about trees. And then lo and behold, yesterday they had trees outside.
And the other cool thing for us when we were driving is, other than finding those random things and making a turn, we really had undistracted time where we could then talk about what we had seen, ideas and planning. So that drive time for us is often a time just to talk without distraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was really a good thing. It didn't cost much money. We spent a little time and we had a rare Saturday available. That doesn't happen very often.
It does not.
And, you know, I wasn't distracted with worrying about what was happening in the garden because it's way too wet to be out there right now.
But we got some great ideas about trees, and I think we'll get to that in a little bit, mm-hmm. and your ideas and plans for a new planting area. And we scoped out this new winery, like you said. And then we were kind of getting hungry. And, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Literally nowhere. Some of the time, I'm not even sure there was a real road there.
And we had made so many turns that I knew generally where I was. But when I looked down at the indicator on the car about which direction we were headed, it was not the direction I thought I was going.
I'm never going the direction I think I'm going, so...
That seems like a problem.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some other time.
I thought I was driving south, and my car said I was driving west. But we eventually found a road that I recognized, and we got back to a little town west of us called Shelbyville, and popped into, I guess it was a bar.
Yeah,
that
I think
we
it was.
Had never been to before, the Ville. And really had a nice little lunch of appetizers.
Yeah, it was not fancy. It was a neat place.
It was very neat.
It was a really cool building, lots of bricks, and just a nice building. I mean, it wasn't like a nasty, stinky kind of bar place. It was just
a neat place. Extremely friendly staff and helpful. Had lunch, and then we got in the car and headed out again.
Took off again. Yeah.
We did. So that was kind of a refreshing day for us, just to pop into these unexpected places and take turns wherever we wanted to. One time we turned around and said, "Hey, I think there was a coffee place back there. Let's turn around and go back." So turn around
we did. Yeah, so we did that. And the spontaneous part of that was fun. And another part that I thought was kind of cool is we were listening to our own podcast.
Oh, that was super fun.
I have to admit that.
And you even took a picture and posted it.
I did.
Because it was cool to see that come up.
Yeah, it came up on the display in the car that it was Farm Chatter, and that was just kind of a little thrill. So that was a little thing. That was a little thrill, and it's like, you know, we're for real here.
We are. You know, I had another encouragement this morning. I was up here in the writing studio also known as the recording studio. And I was writing and working on my current novel. And I got a message from someone who had read my previous two books and was so complimentary and encouraging. And, you know, I can't tell you what that does for me to hear back from people who have read my books and it touches a chord with them. And so here's a shout out to Ken. Maybe let's give
him... I think Ken should have some cowbell.
Cowbell for Ken. So we've just had those nice encouragement
and
things.
And the timing couldn't have been any better, really.
Not at all.
Because I've been feeling a little beaten down lately.
And I think you had some good feedback on pictures that you're posting of soaps.
Yeah.
You've been making soaps.
Yeah, because since I can't garden, I've kind of gotten into making soap. And, you know, it's kind of a creative outlet and, you know, I can play in the lab and
oh,
you know
goodness.
How fun that is for me.
It scares
I still don't
me.
Have a lab coat, by the way.
Okay, duly noted.
Okay, so I just want you to realize that. So anyway, I'm making all these soaps and I've kind of gotten a little bit crazy. So now I'm starting to mix colors and scents and doing all these different things. And one of our customers, actually she's a really good customer and friend, she's suggested that because I'm making all these different colors of soaps that they looked a lot like Easter eggs.
Yes, they
and
do.
And would be perfect in Easter baskets. And, you know, I really hadn't thought about it. So I put them all together today and it's like, oh my gosh, they kind of, any of you older people like us might remember Chuckles. Do you remember the candy Chuckles?
I do. I wasn't ever a fan, but I remember them.
They kind of, some of them kind of look like the Chuckles colors. And so, you know, it was just kind of fun. So Chuckles is a fun thing to even say. So it kind of makes me chuckle.
So,
that was encouraging.
It was.
And fun.
It was.
And gave me a marketing idea. So
it did.
I appreciated that.
It did. And we will have those soaps available in our online mercantile by the time this podcast posts.
Very cool. Because we have had a lot of people ask about those. Now, when I make soap, you know, I will post that I'm making soap today. And people may say, well, I want a bar of that, or, you know, I want that. It's not ready the day that I make it. So there is a little bit of delay, but we have a lot of them that are ready and available
now. We do.
And I made some more today. I experimented with I started out doing some of the colorants that weren't natural. And they look really cool, but I've decided that I'm going to go with the natural ones after those are done. So today I used a tomato base. So it's tomato color. And so I used just a little bit of that.
And you have a small bar up here in the studio that you brought to show me. And actually, it's a beautiful
peach
color.
Yeah.
And it smells incredible.
Yeah, this is a spearmint eucalyptus. So the next thing I need to work on, now I'm learning, so everybody be patient with me. The next thing I'm going to work on is maybe coordinating the scents with the colors, because this is spearmint eucalyptus and it's kind of a peach color. So maybe that's confusing.
But it still looks wonderful and smells wonderful.
I'm pretty happy with it. It's shea butter base.
I'll use it.
Yeah, I mean, this is just an end that I brought up to show you the color, but I'm pretty happy with it.
Absolutely, with good cause. So those are just a few of our encouragements that we've received, and we hope to pass along those encouraging things to you, our listeners, our fans, and we hope that you receive some encouragement in your week.
And look for the small things.
It doesn't have to be big.
Yeah, it doesn't have
a little
to be big.
Thing.
It can be just a little thing, and recognize that. And you'll be surprised at how much better that makes you feel.
It does. So our challenge to you in the next week is note an encouragement that someone gives to you, and you be an encouragement to someone else.
Yeah. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.